This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. It's the 31st day of May. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be able to speak to you right before we transition into summer here.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about that, because it looks like we're making that transition. Weather's opening up. Farmers are going to be able to finish their planting season, I think, with some gusto maybe this
week. Well, I hope that that is indeed going to be the case. We certainly have an opportunity here for the improving trend that you speak of verifying. But I do see a couple of cool air masses still possibly dropping into the eastern Midwest, so we'll need to watch that, and that may help to set off some stronger thunderstorms again at some point down the road. But hopefully we'll get enough good days in here that we can get done with the most essential part of the planting season before that happens. But I do think that we will see some more rain coming on. But you know what? If you're a crop that's in the ground right now, the pattern that's advertised for the next 2 weeks is absolutely wonderful, I think. We really get some alternating periods of rain and sunshine. The temperatures are warmer a little bit. We do get some shots of cool air, but they're very brief, and it's a good mix. We'll have sunshine, and there's plenty of moisture in the ground, obviously, so we don't need to worry about big, heavy amounts of moisture. So the crop will probably take off and try to make up for some lost time. But I am a little concerned about a couple of cool air masses that may still drop through and set us back a little bit on those degree day accumulations. But planting is still the big concern. I think that we will be able to get a lot of the field work done, and that includes the replant. However, there's going to be a need for mudding in some of that crop. I just can't see it getting dry enough, quick enough to allow us to have ideal conditions for that late crop.
Okay, so I take it you're talking about Indiana, parts of Ohio for the mudding, and other places. And are the systems 2 or 3 days apart, or are they more like 4 or 5 days apart?
Well, right now they look like they could be a little bit wider, maybe 3 or 4 days, but it wouldn't surprise me to see that tighten up just a little bit again, especially if we're going to bring in some cooler air once in a while. What will end up happening is we'll bring thunderstorms in with the arrival of the cooler air. The cooler air won't be there for very long, and the warm air will return, and then suddenly we've got another chance for thunderstorms when the warm air overruns into the cool air again. And that seesaw will likely occur fairly often. And so that's why I think if you're a crop that's in the ground and established, you're going to love this. But if you're a farmer who's trying to get that crop back into the ground or in the ground for the first time, whatever, it's still going to be a little challenging in a few spots.
Who's going to have the most challenge? What part of the country?
I still think it's probably going to be the lower Midwest, the area that's already been beat up a little bit. We will see some drier conditions there, like I said, but I'm not convinced that we're going to just stop the rains completely and allow for the best drying conditions to take place. Further to the west, we'll have a more of an influence from warmer bias conditions. And when you get into the upper Midwest, I think there's potential there that we'll actually continue to have a little bit of a drier bias for a little while longer.
And thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Helps us wrap up the closing market report for this Wednesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.